Please welcome Reverend Marion Gambardella.
Well, well. Hello, everybody. Wow, follow that. That's something. Thank you so much, Sarah, Leo, and oh, thank you so much for, I'm so grateful for being here, and I greet you in the name of Unity of New York. Yes, fix my ear. I always thought I had big ears, but it's not holding my little gadget on here. Anyway, again, I'm very grateful to be here, and I feel like I'm home. I know there's a lot of people out there that know me, and it's been a while, but I'm happy to be here, and as you say, grateful for Unity of New York to invite me here. And, you know, listening to that beautiful song and also the healing for Sarah's wife, it brings me, you know, there's so many miracles. And, of course, faith, you know, the rock is our symbol of faith. And Jesus, our way shower, said, I will build this church upon the rock. That means faith. And the more we believe and the more we trust, then we cross that bridge and we just hold on. And we know somehow, some way, God will come through for us. And it brought me to remembering a couple of weeks ago, I went into Starbucks to, you know, have a refreshment. And I was kind of overwhelmed because the day before and that day, so many people were calling me for prayer, and with all that's going on, there's so much unrest in our world. But I also feel, and maybe you do too, that there's always good in everything. And even though it looks like a mess, there's something good happening, and I think it's our spiritual awakening, because with all the challenges the world has had, it's the people who have moved through to rise above and make things right. And so all the more our unity, and that unity of oneness that I greet you all, unity is such an appropriate word and so important right now that we need to stay unified, because we're really here. Our mission on this planet is to heal the planet and to help our human family, our brothers and sisters. And we fall short of that. And many people have fallen short. But what's happening if we realize the people are not going to tolerate the division? Or so we must have faith and believe and know that we will rise above all of this. We will transcend all of this. Our consciousness will help the race consciousness. So if everyone said the word peace once a day, we could change the consciousness. So as I said, I greet you in that unity of oneness. But going back to, I stopped in Starbucks, and I got my refreshment, and I sat down, and then I looked to my right, and there was a young man in a wheelchair, paraplegic part of it, and he only had one arm. And with the one arm, he was working the mouse of his laptop, and he didn't have another arm. He had a pencil in his mouth, and he was writing down what he was reading on the computer. And he was sitting at a table all by himself, and everyone who passed him kind of went to another table, you know. And he kind of looked up at everyone that coming by him. So I really didn't notice him before because I was kind of all the way on the other side. So I walked over and I sat down. He gave me the most beautiful smile. I didn't say a word because I didn't think that was appropriate right now. The smile was enough for me, so I smiled back. And I watched him, and every that he would turn and smile again. And thinking about all the people calling me and asking me for prayer, sometimes I think they think I'm a member of Silent Unity. Well, I guess we all are, and I get bombarded by calls, which I'm happy to do. And I said, some of these, the complaints and, oh, please, please, you know, say a prayer for me. Or, we pray with you. We pray with you. And I thought, well, look at this. Look at this. the others seem so small. Even myself saying, oh my goodness, I'm not going to complain about anything today. And so I just, when I finished, got up and I just rested my hand on his shoulder. And I said, God bless you. You're such a victorious spirit. And he just looked up at me and smiled. And so I just wanted to bring that. Now, there's the courageous soul. Look at his mission coming in. That's a tough mission. We don't know what his soul is manifesting. I don't know fully what my soul is manifesting. And we don't know ourselves what our soul is manifesting. But there it is, and there's something good, and it's soul work and soul lessons. So I just wanted to say he has to have faith. He has to believe, and he's trusting for him to be that courageous. So I just wanted to bring that up. I had no intention of bringing that up. But when I heard Sarah talking, and I hope that if any of you are caregivers, you will come to my workshop this afternoon, because no one understands that role or has any conception of it unless you've really been there. And so, you know, tips and tools on how to make the job a little easier for you. And so come, I hope that you'll make it. And so now we talk about, well, I was talking about just with that young man, the gift of life, L-I-F-E. And when I saw that some time ago, L-I-F-E, I put living in full expression. And to realize that life is not and should not be a bore or a constant struggle. It's meant to be an adventure, a remarkable experience, to let life be easier by allowing that beautiful power of your divinity, my divinity, to be fully expressed through you so you can treat yourself to a greater life with faith, with hope, and with courage. Are you living that remarkable experience that we're meant to live? That statement was made by Helen Keller, one of my inspiring people that in my life anyway. There's another case of what she overcame and rose above what her handicaps were. And she said, life is a remarkable experience. Life is an adventure or it's nothing. And so if you look up adventure is a remarkable experience. So how do you think your life is going? Do you moan and groan, or are you being grateful for this wonderful gift of life? Because when we really realize it, then we're free to really live in a full, expanding expression of the life God wills for us. And God's will for us is all good. All good. So having a remarkable experience is a process of unfolding. There's a divine design in you and me. The seed of God is there, and it wants to be fully expressed in us and through us and as us. But the choice lies in you and me to surrender ourselves to make a commitment to that process. The rate of our growth is up to us. We set the conditions. Life is a process of becoming. And we become what we think. We become what we think. We live according to how we think and how we feel. So if things aren't going right for us, we have to change how we're thinking and what we're feeling. We are also in a state of becoming all that we were created to become. And that is a step-by-step process. And there's always a next step in life. I don't care where you may find yourself at this time. If you see yourself as a spiritual being that is unfolding and awakening, there will always be a next step in our life. That's evolution. That as we grow, we evolve. It's an ongoing process. And you must realize and really understand that oneness, and that you are a spiritual being living in a spiritual world governed by spiritual law, having a human experience. It's not the other way around. And spirit will always direct you or point you to something that may be creating a conflict, something that is creating some distress, something that is taking you off center. But whatever that is what one needs to take a look at, to heal, to resolve, move on through, and come to a higher place and have a greater clarity. You may be on the verge of your next step right now. Perhaps it's the next step into spiritual awakening, a next step in a greater awareness of the presence of God, a next step into wholeness, a next step into love relationships, a next step in abundance, a next step in overcoming grief, perhaps, a passing of a loved one, a loss of a loved one, and trying to get your life back together again. Everyone has a next step. Maybe it's a next step into self-mastery. Maybe you have overcome so much. We're all striving for that self-mastery and not realizing that we have the power within us, the presence and power of God, a spiritual being, God's life, one presence, one power. God lives in us. In God, I live and move and have my being. God living in us, we live in God. Once we get that, nothing's impossible. So whatever it is, we can take that next step and not be concerned about it or, oh my God, another challenge. Don't struggle with it. Let life be easy and let go of that struggle. Easier said than done, but we can. To get what you want, ease works better than struggle. And when you're in a state of struggle, you've lost your peace. You do not see clearly. You get emotionally and mentally upset and drained. You worry, you can't sleep, you're frustrated, you're anxious, you're nervous. Why? Because you're trying to do life alone. And that's impossible. If you truly want to live in full expression and change your life, you have to take that leap of faith and let go of the struggle. Struggle is not God's intention for his beloved children. God established peace, and fear invented struggles. It's the fear, and fear is crippling, it's paralyzing, but fear is a thought, and you could change that thought. You could be fearless as the presence, that power within you is fearless. That spirit in you, the spirit of your indwelling God, that is fearless. But it's that human nature that we get so frightened. No, we must be courageous. We must rise above that fear. Change the thought and change your life. We've heard that so many times. Change your thinking, you change your life. And so when that comes in and tries to grip you, say no. You know, that no, no, and the yes, yes. No, I'm not participating in this thought of fear. I know what it does to me, and I'm not doing it. And then give it a good of affirmation. God is with me. I am in God's loving care. I'm not afraid. You know, work that with that. Work with it. So, but where do we really find even more peace? We find it within ourselves as we connect in meditation and prayer. Connect with that greater self of you. Go apart a while. That's what Jesus, our way shower, did. Think, could you imagine what was happening with him and the overwhelming the people and the problems and trying to just be there for everyone? What did he do? He went apart a while. Went even beyond where even the disciples didn't even know where he was, but he went apart a while. He needed to do that, to be guided, to be directed into the, what he was to do. So we have to try to, or we must, or if you're really a truth student, as you most say you are, we are developing, and I hope we are, that intimate relationship with God as he did. And when we do, I don't live without prayer and meditation. I couldn't. Just because we're up here and we give the talks and try to inspire and kind of light a fire under you, we have challenges too. And I've certainly had my dark nights of the soul, just like you did, or you do. But we grow, we learn, and we know that somehow, when we're going through that painful time, all of a sudden, it's the grace of God that just sweeps over us, and we're okay again. And we could see clearly, and we know what we have to do. And so we need to do that. What did he tell us? I came that you might have life, and that life is to be abundant. He said, we're going to have you have life, and you're going to struggle through the whole process. He told us not to live in the past or the future, but to live in the moment, to understand the power and the presence you have within you, to realize who you are, the truth of who you are, and when you connect with what's within you and work with it on a daily basis, life gets easier. And you can live in full expression. The whole idea is to co-partner with God, co-create with God. In God, we live and move and have our being. We're created in God's image and likeness. We live in God again, and God lives in us. That's pretty powerful, but we don't think of that. When we're going through all this stuff, we think we're just us. It's us. It's me. And no, it isn't. The architect of the universe did not design a stairway to nowhere. The architect of the universe did not design a stairway to nowhere. There's so much for us, but it's the way we see things, the way we perceive things to be. But we are partnered for good. And to live in fully in expression, to be busy about life and evolve, is to partner with God. We all want to be happy, and all of us want to be content, to give the highest and the best of which we are capable to life. Partnering with God is a guaranteed way to ensure these results. When we take God as our partner, we have divine help in every perspective. We are directed in our vision, and all our endeavors are filled with wisdom and power. We have the gift of joy and sight. We see beyond appearances, and we have happiness and renewed zeal in our life. When we take God as our partner, we see all things as good. In our daily activities, in our work, in our home, in our relationships, in our dreams, in our desires, in everything we do daily, let's take God as a partner. Take God as your partner. You'll see yourself new. The greater part of you, the fearless part of you, that God life in you, stop trying to do life alone. You'll continue to struggle. Get closer in your relationships. Really express love for each other. Love is the winner of everything. It's the highest of our good. When you partner with God, you know, like we say, in God I live and move and have my being. But you think, a lot of people still think God is out there somewhere. God is sitting right there within you. Right within you. The presence and the power is within you. So wherever you go, you can never be separated. So if you just think, yeah, God is my partner. God is my partner. And work with that every day. God is with me. I am safe in God's loving care. God is with me. Those four words, golden key, Emmett Fox. God is with me. And God didn't send us here without any equipment for our journey of life. He equipped us with 12 spiritual gifts, the 12 powers of man, the attributes that dwell within us. A lot of people don't know about the 12 powers if you haven't been Unity. And many Unity ministries don't always acknowledge all the 12 powers. But it didn't happen just because of our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, who gave us that equipment when we studied and in his books. But this goes back thousands and thousands of years ago. It's the attributes that are with us, the attributes of God that dwell within us. They are faith, imagination, will, understanding, zeal, power, love, wisdom and good judgment, order, strength, renunciation, and life. And they're all within our energy centers. And they have a location in every part of our body. And this month, Unity of New York is working with the power of will. And Britt gave you a little bit of it. The will is the executive faculty of the mind and carries out the orders given it. The word will means purpose, choice, determination, but will and the power of understanding work together. Will is located in the forehead, in the front brain, just above the mind power of understanding. When we say understanding, it's intuitive understanding. Your will must be taught to follow your intuition. When man's intuitive understanding is activated, becoming spiritually illumined, and when the will has been trained to follow the leadings of intuition, man is then able to place his will in line with the universal will, with God's will. Dr. Emmett Fox, in his book Sermon on the Mount, explains, a tragic mistake that is often made by Orthodox religious people is to assume that the will of God for them is bound to be something very dull and uninvited, if not positively unpleasant. The truth is that God's will for us can only be good. Our will for ourselves is good. It means greater freedom, greater self-expression, wider, newer, brighter experiences, better health, greater prosperity, wider opportunity of service to others, and a life more abundant. So our will for ourselves is good. God's will for us is the same. I can remember when I first heard that, like, God, that you have to follow God's will. I said, oh, my God, where am I going to be? What do I have to do? And right away, we're thinking, you know, going to send me out on some missionary work or somewhere out and where no one will ever know where I am. But no, God's will is good. Because what are you willing for yourself? It's good. So God's will, he wants us to be happy. He knows it's hard down here, but he's given us the equipment to get through the journey. And mostly because he's right here within us. You're not alone. You're not alone. You know, you're a spiritual being, and you're having that human experience. The body is covering the real you, the radiant you, that beautiful spirit, that greater part of you, the higher, your highest good. And, you know, your higher self, you connect with that. A wonderful affirmation for God's will, which I like, is God's will for me is supreme good. God's will for me is health, wealth, and happiness. I am willing to do the good will of God, which is the open door to fulfillment of all my dreams. God's good will manifest in my life now. Excuse me. I talk a lot. I get dry. So, as I mentioned before at the beginning, and the theme for my talk, life is an exciting adventure or it's nothing. It should never be a bore. We must live fully with aliveness and enthusiasm. Enthusiasm comes from the Greek word enthos, which means in God. There it is again. We are both human, excuse me, and divine. And when we're enthusiastic about life, then we're connected with our divinity, that mark of divine. We have that mark of divine within us. But you don't realize that, not to the point that you can. And you'll see how it picks that your whole energy up, that rate, that whatever your energy vibration is. Sometimes it's so low, but when you really get enthusiastic, it goes so high. It's like an aura. When someone, you know, if you could see someone's aura, when they're sad, the aura is here. When they get happy, it goes way up high. It's our energy vibration rate. And when we're really enthusiastic, excited about something, we just rise up. And we can feel that spiritual activity within us being awakened. Another thing you might do to live in full expression, do you all have a goal? Everyone should have a goal. People who have goals succeed in life. To be that successful, you have to really have a goal or some goals. Sometimes we reach a certain point in our life where we become the bore. We become the bore because we... You know, people sit, they watch TV all day. I know people that could stay in an apartment 4 days and just watch TV. And I say to myself, and then they're said they're depressed, they're bored, they have no friends. Well, you got to get up. If you want to live life in full expression, you got to move. You got to move. But we must say, you know, to have a goal and really work with it, you start getting excited about it. You start seeing yourself. You become what you're thinking about. You know, throughout history, the great wise men, teachers, philosophers, and prophets have disagreed with one another on many different things. It's only on this point that they're in complete and unanimous agreement. Even centuries and centuries ago, famous Marcus Aurelius, the great Roman emperor, said, "A man's life is what his thoughts make of it." Emerson said, "A man is what he thinks about all day long." Nothing new for us. That's why we came to Unity. Change your thoughts, change your life. Eric Butterworth, Emmett Fox, so many teachers, ministers, healers who helped us on our way. If we believe, we could succeed, but we have to really be careful of those negative thoughts. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I have a goal, but it's never going to happen. So, you know, we have to realize that we've got to hold on to something. And they say you're taking that next step. So what's your next step? Do you have a goal? You know, do you have that goal? You must want what you believe in and believe in what you want. You must want what you believe in and believe in what you want. So many people fall short. They start it because they don't see things happening. Then they say, you know what? I know it's not for me. But I would suggest for 30 days, get yourself an index card and write on the card a goal and be very specific. Now, you know, I'm not saying the goal should be, I don't know, wherever you're, whatever your desires are, but it doesn't matter. Even those who had a goal to be a woman who had a goal to be a good wife and mother, that's a goal, and most of the time they're very happy. I used to wonder about my mother. I mean, I came up through very hard times, and I had a wonderful mother and a great father, too, but my mother was so special. Not everybody has the blessing of a wonderful mother, but she would be so happy all the time, and I'd see her constantly at work, even when she had some time to go work part-time. And, you know, she would just, what do you want for dinner? What do you want for lunch? What do you want? And be there always for us, by our bedsides when we're sick. You know what I'm talking about. And I used to, as I grew older, I'd say, poor mom, she never really gets to enjoy life. But she was enjoying life. She used to look at us, we're four. I have three brothers. And she would say, oh, you're the best thing that ever happened to me. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. She was happy. That was her goal. So it doesn't matter what your goal is. Just don't get nervous about it or negative about it. So write it down on a card. Sometimes it's good to even put a photo on the other side of the card. Suppose you want to go to Rome. Well, you have to see yourself in Rome. And then you manifest going to Rome. Don't worry how you're going to get there. The moment you decide on a goal to work toward, you're starting to already be a successful person. And don't concern yourself too much with how you're going to achieve it. Leave that completely to a power greater than yourself. Lots of people say, well, I don't have the money, or I just can't get away. No, don't worry about the money. Manifest. We have the wonderful, powerful mind to manifest our desires, our dreams. But we have to remember who you are and partner with God. You know, ask it and it shall be given to you. Seek it, you shall find. Knock and the door will always be open for you. So the steps are, for the next 30 days, set yourself a definite goal. Be specific. Stop thinking of all the reasons that you cannot be successful, and instead think of all the reasons why you can. Trace your attitudes back through your childhood. Reflect. Try to discover where you first got the idea you couldn't be successful, if that has happened to you, and in many times it has. If that's the way you've been thinking, then just take a look back and forget that. That was then. This is now. This is now. What's your heart desire? What is the Holy Spirit whispering in your ear to do? What is that nudging? What is that nudging? Pay attention. That's when you go within. A little bit of prayer, a little bit of meditation. The answers will come. All the answers are within us. Change the image you have of yourself by writing out a description of the person you would like to be. Because we become what we think. Okay? Act the part of the successful person you have decided to become. So do this for 30 days. And don't, you know, if you fall short or you forget to do it, start all over again. Because your goal has to be strong. And you'll find that when you reach it, then you will, or you'll be directed to something even better than what you thought you wanted. Spirit will, when we are doing that manifestation, we're believing, we're trusting, we have faith that it's going to be so. And so if you're shifted, you might get a shift of energy to go a different direction. It's okay. It's going to be better than what you thought you were manifesting. So let's be busy with living, busy with enthusiasm, aliveness. Life is doing, it's going, it's expressing, it's changing, it's growing, it's giving, it's receiving, it's climbing, it's stretching, it's reaching, it's expecting, it's being. And I'm going to have you do that with me. As I say it, you'll answer. Life is doing, going, expressing, changing, growing, giving, receiving, climbing, stretching, reaching, expecting, it's being. Doesn't that feel good? And haven't we stretched? Don't we reach high? We also reach low, but we're growing and we've got to stretch it. Don't let anybody stand in your way and block you. You know, God is with you, partner with God. In God, we live and move and have our being. It's God's spirit in you, and living in God, it Living in God is God in action. That seed of greatness in you, that mark of the divine, put that in action. Connect with it daily. L-I-F-E, living in full expression, is living with passion. What's your passion? Takes discipline, but we could do it because we know with God all things are possible. And as Jesus said, only believe, have faith, trust. And by your faith, it will be done unto you. And then you receive showers and showers of God's blessings of goodness, unexpected as well as expected. And we'd be grateful for all our blessings, all that we have right now and that are yet to come. In Malachi, one of my favorites, the last there, chapter 3, verse 10, it reads, "And thus put me to the test, says the Lord of hosts. Prove me now. See if I will not open the windows of heaven for you and pour down for you an overflowing blessing. Prove me now." Prove. You can't test God. He's going to tell you, prove me now. And he'll open up those windows of heaven and pour down such an overflowing blessing that we cannot contain it. That's how great it will be. So what are we waiting for? We're going to live in full expression and be happy and live abundantly. And so in conclusion, what I thought I would do, I don't see any clock. They told me there was a clock here, but hello? Okay, what we're going to do is, because some of you are not familiar with the 12 powers, but I think most of you are. And so there is what we call a 12-power drill, and I've done it almost everywhere I speak when it's a unity place most of the time, because other places don't quite understand what we think about and what we follow. And, of course, we teach the principles of Jesus Christ and how to apply them to our daily life to live positively and that positive approach to life. So all you have to do is you're going to repeat after me, and we'll get through this, and you're going to see how great you're going to feel when you finish, because you're awakening all of the God's attributes that are indwelling within you. And this is our equipment for our journey. And perhaps it will awaken you to seek more information about them, or come to the classes and understand that you have 12 spiritual gifts. Okay? So, and we put the word, the power, after I am, because I am is so powerful. You know, when Moses up there said, this is all nice that you're telling me all this stuff, I got to go tell the people, who are you? And what did God say? I am that I am. And so any word we put to the I am, let it be positive. Because if you're always doing negative, I'm tired, I'm this, I'm sick, I'm whatever, well, that's exactly what you're going to get. So we start off with faith. I am faith.
I am faith.
I am will.
I am understanding.
I am imagination.
I am zeal.
I am power.
I am love.
I am wisdom and good judgment.
I am order.
I am strength.
I am renunciation.
I am life.
I am that I am.
I am a spiritual being,
living in a spiritual world,
governed by spiritual law.
And now I'm just going to say the location, and then you'll just say when after me, I am, and the word.
Begin at the top of the head, I am faith. Together, I am faith. Over the left eye, front brain, I am will. Over the right eye, front brain, I am understanding. Center of the forehead, I am imagination. Back of the neck, base of the brain, I am zeal. Hollow of the throat, root of the tongue, is
I am power.
At the heart, I am love. Just beneath the heart, the solar plexus, I am wisdom and good judgment. At the navel, center of the abdomen, I am order. The spine, from the base of the brain to the tip of the spine, I am strength.
The lower back, I am renunciation.
I am renunciation.
Generative organs,
I am life.
Think of a spiral of light beginning at the soles of your feet, coming up around your body to the top of your head. Speak the word life for the entire body 3 times. Together, life, life, life. I am that I am.
I am that I am.
God in me is I am.
God in me is I am.
Feel your oneness with all the universe as you declare, I am a spiritual being.
Living in a spiritual world,
governed by spiritual law. And so it is. Amen. And I thank you so much for this time. God bless you all. Thank you for sharing. And live in full expression. Thank you. Thank you so much. And let's prepare for meditation. Let's close our eyes, feet flat on the floor, and how about your hands on your thighs with the palms upward, always ready to receive the blessings of God's goodness showering upon you. I invite you to take a deep breath, hold it for a count of 4, and then exhale gradually. This is what really calms the body, relaxes it. And take another deep breath, nice deep breath, hold it, and then exhale, let it go gradually through your body. I release, I let go, I relax. I release, I let go, I relax. And you can say that to yourself silently or whisper. I release, I let go, I relax. As we enter this beautiful sanctuary of God's love, God's peace, where we find comfort, healing, the peace that passeth all understanding, and so much love. God loves us all unconditionally. You could begin to sense that love as that beautiful activity of spirit is awakened in you, moving through you, a beautiful light. So see that light within your body temple, the temple of the living God. When you walked in, it was just a pilot light. And now that light is expanding up to the top of your head, down to the tips of your toes. Very gently, beautiful light. And as we connect to this beautiful light within us, we're so supported by the universe, by the heavens, that all this wondrous light is pouring down upon you. Each and every one of us, coming through the crown of your head, down the spine, up through all the energy centers of your body. It's a healing light. Whatever your need is, a health, physical need, financial need, perhaps renewing a relationship, a desire for a new one, a new home, a new work. Right now you're being infused with so much light to sense peace, to receive guidance, and to receive healing. And so see that light as your body's being infused with it. And you're being healed on every level of your being, whatever it is. Feel the movement of that energy. Affirm to yourself, I am healed. I am healed. Feel the sweet peace moving through you and the tender love of God's healing. See that. Have an image of yourself. You're smiling, you're happy, you're at peace. You know you will be directed where you need to go. But we want to be calm, mentally, emotionally. And so now for a few moments, just rest in that peace. Know you're being healed. Listen to that still small voice in the quiet. Feel the warmth, sense the love, sense the freedom, sense the peace. And O Holy Presence, we give thanks. We have sensed your love above all, and we know that no matter what challenges come before us, we have nothing to fear, for you are with us every moment of our lives. And for this, we are so grateful, and we give thanks in the name of our beloved way-shower, our master teacher, our elder brother, Jesus Christ. And so it is. Amen. And let's together say, thank you, God. Together, thank you, God.